Chora tuning, which is of course D A D F sharp B E with the capo on 3. Then I'm going to have a little bit of fun with this. And we're going to change to the C9E tuning. C9E. I'm writing these in the chat. Oopsie. Nani. So that you have them. And the tuning is D A D G C F. So what we're doing is we're taking this third string, which is F sharp, up a semitone. Of course, we've got the capo still on 3, so comes a G. We take the B string up. Tuning with the top three strings up a semitone. Of course, you could do it the other way around, and you could put the low strings down a semitone as well and have it capo on 4. And that is your. And what's cool about this tuning is it gives you it changes the mode. So when you play the same scale as before, on the treble strings, as you would play in Jarrow B or anything, with 5, 4, 2, 0, 3, 2, 0, 3, 2, 0. But that's your reference point. You'll, you're hearing a different mode. Phrygian mode. So your home note, because we listening to that as our reference point. Home note is the second fret, second string. So let's just mess around on that string with 0, 2, and 3, and probably in the second position. So using your first and second fingers. I'll just play some phrases. So if you need the tuning, if you've just joined, it's in the chat. Capo's on 3. Really important note, that flat second. Let's add the third, which is the open string, top string. It's a minor third. Major third would be first fret. We want the minor one. So now we have 4 notes. Notice the flat seventh. That's the seventh open string and the home note. So the seventh is not a leading note like E, but a flat one. Now on the top string, you've got 2, 4, and 5. And you can come to rest on your fifth of the scale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's the fifth degree of the scale, fourth fret. All second position. Seventh that we come into rest on. And just make that a flow going down, letting the fingers go. And on your lowest string, I mean your lowest treble string, there's your fifth again, the fifth of the scale. And the fifth also has a semitone above it, which is the minor sixth. Beautifully to the fifth, which is the second most stable note in the scale. Fourth also quite nice. So it's here, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth. And then resolve that all the way up. Let's go all the way up to the next fifth. Let's listen with the drone in the thumb. So make a nice smooth thumb motion. Really nothing happening in the thumb. I don't need to pluck the string. Got a nice movement in the hand, in the arm at least. Elbows in motion. Think of a passive thumb. Thank you. know, it's like. On the beat, 1, 2. things change, because the fingering is not going to be the same as we would usually do in the other scale, because the relationship between the bass strings and the other tuning, because the relationship between the bass strings and the treble strings has changed. So the home note here, and we've got one and three, and the same here. So let's take the fifth fret. The fifth string. Gosh, my words are gone today. So we go just. So our home chord is 0, 2, 3. You know, normally that home chord would be 0, 3, 3, like there. But now we're here. Probably use second and third fingers for those two second frets. That's second on the third string, second on the second string. And we do a three rhythm. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Alternating the thumb. First fret. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Comes from transcribing Sinani by Toumani, which he called his Egyptian tuning, Phrygian mode. He tuned the kora into the scale. So the main riff, this has that melody, 3-2. Four. for joining. It's a very sunny, beautiful day.